You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know what I did recently? I had probably upwards of 20 Target gift cards from when I was a teacher that I would get like over Christmas or whatever from parents that I had never touched. And I kept them all. And I recently just applied every single one online. And it was like $400
wow.
that I had just come into. And I ordered my cuck chair is completely comped.
Wow.
My cuck chair is actually $500 from Target. But it was almost completely comped by the parents
wow.
of the children that I taught. So, you know, being a teacher really pays off.
Down the line. Stick with it. Hold yeah. the line,
stick
teachers.
With it. Maybe you all could get a cuck chair too one day. if you're lucky.
Thank you, teachers, for everything you do. I went the other day with my sister. We go to this restaurant, Great White, and I love Great White. You know I love Great White.
Who doesn't?
And they have an app, and I always say, I'll pick it up, and then everyone can Venmo me because I pay with the app, and you get so many points. I take all my clients there. So I have racked up all of these points from entertaining clients, and...
Just off the top of your head... If you could rattle off a few clients.
Mr. Geraldine. He's a big guy. He's a big guy in the industry.
Yeah.
He's one of the bigger guys in the industry.
You're always talking about Mr.
Geraldine.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember his name. He goes by several aliases.
Yeah. Oh, the alias.
So, yeah, he's one of my bigger clients. He keeps my wheels turning, if you know what I mean. He keeps my wheels greased.
I think I do.
He keeps the lights on. Yeah. So yeah, I've racked up some points over there at one of those at the restaurants. They know me. They know my name. They hate to see me come, but they love to watch me leave.
Hate to see your fat ass
coming. They hate to see my fat ass. They go, we know this diva. He's about to eat.
I'm sorry, and like this is no offense to Connor. I can't stop saying fat ass about everyone, including myself, and it's not derogatory.
It's fine.
I just want to get ahead of that.
I know
like,
what I have.
Mr. Geraldine and his fat ass?
Well, Mr. Geraldine, yeah. I don't really want to bring my clientele into the conversation about fat asses.
But it's not derogatory is what I'm trying to say.
Well, he's one of my biggest accounts, so I'd rather not drag him through the mud.
That's what I'm trying to say. Saying his fat ass is not dragging anyone through the mud.
Right.
For the new year.
Yeah, well, his fat ass can eat too.
Yeah.
Because I racked up so many points in the other day when I took my sister... to Great White, and I paid with points, and it was pretty cool to do. They go, your actual whole meal is comped. So, whatever.
Should we welcome everyone back?
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah. Brooke, yeah, you do it. Yeah. We just talked about my fat ass for 4 minutes.
No, I'm sorry to cut your fat ass short. I'm just gonna welcome everyone.
No,
my fat ass is just gonna welcome everyone back. Hi guys, welcome back to BNC MAP. Happy 2025. We missed you so bad. I'm so happy to be back, and I think I speak for Connor's fat ass when I say that his fat ass is happy to be back too. I really am. I have so much to talk about today. I'm sure your fat ass is too.
My giant took us.
It's just fat ass.
Is full. Oh. Oh.
You're good. No.
I started crying.
No.
Yeah, my fat ass does have a lot to share as well.
Share
I actually started crying a little bit. I think I'm just in a spot where like I've built up a lot of tears. Go ahead though, please.
No, I've passed the baton.
I don't want to go first. I don't want to share first.
Okay, well, I guess we can just share about like,
when's the last time I saw your fat
before
ass?
Before Christmas. So let's talk about what we did over Christmas and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
I went to Florida, which I always do. You know, my fat ass loves that hot tub. Mm-hmm. but I brought John, Marie, my cat.
Yeah.
Which was a huge mistake. Because I know cats aren't big travelers, but I did, you know, I wanted to try because, you know, maybe he would like being with me instead of being home alone.
Yeah.
Basically, it was an experiment to see, like, is he better off at home with a sitter without me? Or is he better off traveling, going through that stress, but staying with me? Answer? Here's the answer for you. His fat ass needs to stay home.
The prior. Yeah.
He was fine on the flight there, but he got really big, like, Puss in Boots eyes, which made me really sad because he gets this when he's playing too, which is really cute. But also if he's stressed, he'll go full Puss in Boots, which is mm-hmm. so sad to look at. So he was Puss in Boots-izing the whole way there. He was pretty quiet on the plane ride there, which was good. But then once we got to Mom and Pop-Up's chateau, he-
like, their what?
Their chateau.
Oh.
They just have a house. I'm just going to call it a chateau.
Oh, I love chateau. I'm going to add that to my words of
yeah,
that I like.
Do it. He was not himself at all, which made me really sad. Just like very shy, didn't want to be touched. If I sat down next to him, he'd kind of get up, which is very unlike him because he's someone that likes to sit on your neck and on your face. And, you know, he was not happy. And then the second day, he actually started projectile vomiting green sludge, which for me was really challenging because I'm someone that didn't even want to have children because I didn't, they might throw up mm-hmm. and that wasn't,
there's always a chance.
There's always a chance that they would have thrown up. So this was one of my first huge, huge challenges as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously I wasn't taking any chances. We went right to the hospital because I was just so paranoid. He was diagnosed with acute anxiety, just like his mama. So his fat ass is actually going to start projectile vomiting if he leaves the house, just like his mom. For the whole week, he wouldn't really let me touch him.
Your aura is so...
Pets take on just like the temperament of their owners.
Yeah.
So he is he's housebound from now on. I felt literally horrible. He was so not himself.
It's kind of a weight lifted off you though, because knowing that you can leave your cat at home and it's a much better situation. Right. You're not like, oh, like I feel bad. I'm on vacation and totally. My cat's sitting at home.
Now I feel a little bit more guilt-free leaving him with a sitter because I know that like the alternative is worse. But also my cousin's cat was there. Luke, so John and Luke the Apostles, actually got along really well, which was really great. And that's making me think that maybe I will get another cat.
Matthew.
But I won't love, yeah, I might get Matthew.
Matthew.
I won't love Matthew as much as John.
No.
So that's hard.
Jesus didn't
which
either.
Now I know that like, oh, obviously, my parents must love me the most because it's not possible to love another kid once you get another one. Your parents must love you the most. Even though they might not act like it. I know mine might almost act like they might like love the other ones better. They'll always love the firstborn more. I can say that
right.
as another.
You can yeah. feel it in your chest.
Yeah. Can you imagine like getting another dog after Max? You wouldn't love that as much as Max would.
No.
You?
And yeah. I've thought of like maybe I should get a damn Yorkie because I could put that shit in my pocket and it, like I don't have to worry about like, you know, he certainly wouldn't be home with his grandparents right now if I had a damn Yorkie or a Shih Tzu or some shit like
but
that.
But it almost feels wrong to get another cat because I'm getting it for John Marie and not me.
Yeah.
So it's like, it like feels ethically like a little bit wrong.
No.
Because it wouldn't be, I couldn't love it as much as John.
It doesn't need your love. It needs John's love. It needs.
I would feel too guilty.
It needs male love.
I don't know, but it is something I'm thinking about.
Consider it. Sleep on it a couple times.
And then the flight home was probably one of the worst 8-hour experiences to date. He was, when I tell you, screaming bloody murder.
Oh, shit.
Oh, do you mind if I rewind for a second?
No.
Obviously, getting onto the plane with him and a man is in my seat. And so he said, the flight attendant put me here. And I was like, oh, yay. And the flight attendant came over and was like, would you mind sitting in the back? And I was like, I was like, well, I did pay for the seat because it's an aisle and I have a cat. And then the woman in that row on the other side goes, "Oh, if you have a cat, you can't sit here." I was like, "Oh my God, yay! I paid for this seat." Yeah. So, and she was like, "I'm just horribly allergic," and I was like, thinking in my head, like, "Okay, like I'm empathetic to you being allergic to a cat, but like, it isn't. Unfortunately, it isn't my problem."
This has you've raised a bigger issue with airlines in general. Like, obviously, it's not anyone's plane. Like, if you're allergic to peanuts and they're serving peanuts, like, I don't know. What do you do? Or like if there's a they literally need to figure out how to like segment off airlines for specific groups of people, but it would take forever. Like,
and she was also like, "And I don't have my medicine." And I was like, "Okay, well, if you're that allergic to cats and you're going to be in a space where you know like animals are on board, bring your meds." Yeah, anyway, I hate her I understand that she's allergic to cats, but then her husband goes, "Ugh, I hate cats." Like, what? You're going to tell me that I have the most gorgeous cat in my carrier and you're just going to look at me and go, "Ugh, I hate cats." Shut up.
They're probably anti-Semitic.
You think?
Yeah.
I almost think they're anti-feline, which we propaganda. We have literally been raised to hate cats and it's sick. I was a victim of that too. I'm not even kidding. Like, I don't give a shit about dogs anymore. Like, except for
you,
cats,
stupid bitch.
I'm full cat.
No, I get it. It's nurture. It's what you have in your home.
But can you put yourself in that man's position and imagine that there's just like a girl walking down the aisle with a cat and you just look at her and go, "I hate cats."
Sounds
like what do you think would possess someone to do that? Anyway, obviously I went to the back of the plane. Obviously,
yeah. Wait, where did what was your seat? Aisle is still.
Yeah, just row 30. Instead of row 16.
No recline. 8 hours.
God, no. Obviously, worst turbulence I've ever had in my life just due to the back of the plane, which, and John was, I'm not kidding.
Hysterics.
In hysterics. Screaming bloody murder. I was it was like having a screaming baby. You just like, I fully understand the pain of that now. It's like, you feel embarrassed and there's just like nothing you can do. So I was like, "Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll just open a liquid tuna treat."
Oh my God.
I'm on that dude and lady side now.
Yeah, I would have been too. Obviously reeked, smelled up the whole plane. He didn't touch it. I feel even more horrible. It was like desperate times. Like, I didn't know what to do. I made a decision. It was the wrong decision. I feel fucking horrible, of course. My fat ass made the wrong decision in that moment. And that was about 30 minutes into the flight. Rest of the flight, Connor smelled like the inside of a fish. I feel bad.
Yeah.
It was a bad decision, but I was literally like frantic and desperate.
You described my exact experience with Max just being like, "I can't do anything unless I like put a butt plug in his ass." Like, he literally is shitting everywhere. And like, I'm just holding him and I can feel he's pooping through my shoe at that point. Like, and I'm like, there's nothing I can do. And he's so big. And like, I'm looking at everybody and they're mad at me. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, we're all in this together. Unfortunately, now you are in this with me. I felt horrible too. Cause it's like, yes, I did sign up for this and like no one else signed up for this, but
yeah, I mean,
we're in the air. We are at 30,000 feet, so
luckily, know. John didn't chart.
I know. I always think about the people screaming babies. Like, you know, they're not like, "Yeah, I love this shit." Like, they don't want their baby to be screaming, you know. And it's like, they had to get their baby somewhere. Like,
and
they're not,
and also,
gonna
like,
put them
everyone,
under the plane.
Like, just put your headphones in too.
Yeah,
I had to do it.
I just think that we put a man on the moon.
I just felt so bad for John.
Make a baby airline. Make an airline for babies. And just put the babies on it with the mom or the dad or the families. And they can all fly together. They made a Bark Air. I just saw a TikTok for this airline called Bark Air. And I was like, maybe they'd be good. It's like a little PJ. It's like a private plane. And it's just for people with dogs. And like this lady made a TikTok. And lady, she's probably younger than me. She flew with her Saint Bernard. It was this massive, like, 100-pound dog. And she's like, "It's lovely. Like, they serve you food. There's other dogs on board. Like, they gave us a ton of space. We got on first because we had the biggest dog." I'm like, wow, maybe I'll look into this. Total price, $5,600 from Los Angeles to Vegas.
Well, just like there was, like, peanut-free tables in the cafeteria, there should just be peanut-free rows and
yeah.
Or cat-free rows, because like at the end of the day, it wasn't my fault or that lady's fault that she was allergic to cats. But all, the only reason I hated her was because of her, she did give me attitude, and because of her husband, who I do think needed to be forcibly removed from the vehicle. Just for his attitude and personality alone. As well. But yeah, they definitely, it seems almost like an easy fix to just be like, do you have severe allergies that we need to accommodate? Here's a row for him.
What, you guys should go to the back, maybe.
Well, it's like, maybe that wouldn't even have to happen if they just put a button on.
A button on the
when you're buying your ticket, like an extra button to check off for like allergies and such. Button's not the right word.
Yeah. I mean, when you pick your seat, I'm trying to get to like where my brain is telling me to go. Like, and I don't know how to explain it to you guys. I feel like I'm like really drunk and trying to like tell you my address. When you pick your seat, it should be like an icon. Like, there's a baby in this aisle, you know? Be wary. There's a cat in this one, in a carrier.
Oh.
Like pick your area given
just
what's available.
You would think.
Or if like there's nothing else available and it's like, I hate babies, you know? Or I don't hate babies. I don't want to fly next to a baby. Like, I should get a discount on my ticket. Well, maybe not, because I waited so long. That's a beautiful thing about me, is that like I convince myself that flights will be cheaper if I wait till the day before the flight. It's never happened yet. I'm a gambler. Like, I keep thinking I'm going to figure it out. No, I haven't.
Well, at least if it shows, like if you wait till the last minute and then you're stuck in a row with a cat and it has a little cat icon, it's like you knew.
Yeah, you made your bed. Time to lie in it, bitch.
Bring your meds.
Yeah, bring your meds.
Bring your meds.
Bring your EpiPen.
Can't stress enough. Sorry. Actually, my New Year's resolution is to stop over-explaining. So I'm going to just leave that.
Just leave it how it is.
Yeah.
And stop apologizing.
I was going to say, it's of course okay to be allergic to cats.
I don't know.
Of course, I have no problem with that.
I don't know.
It was more of an attitude. The attitude was my issue. That makes
sense. I'm on board with you. I can't explain the level at which I'm on board with you, because I'm at a loss for, I really, before we started recording, I was talking so good. And then we started recording and like genuinely,
I feel the
fifth grade reading level
way.
I can't get a thought out. Also, just so everyone's aware, fires are in LA right now. Raging fires.
So scary.
I feel like I walked down to the beach to look at it from the beach. Apocalypse.
From West Hollywood, it looks like the apocalypse.
I felt like I vaped. Like, I went into my car and I was like, it's heavy with the smoke.
No, it's so sad. And I don't think I've ever been in a position where I've personally known so many people that have been so affected.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, probably 5 people that I know, their houses have burned to the ground. To the ground. And you know them too, in the Palisades.
I know one. We'll talk offline.
Yeah, it's just like it's so devastating.
I mean, it's equally devastating not knowing people, but.
Yes, of course. But it's just like, it is a little almost scarier when it's so close to you.
It's freaky.
Yeah.
So thoughts are with everyone. Prayers are with everyone. And there's no easy way to transition from that to how annoying I find my alarm sound, but I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Have you noticed that? So I got the new phone, and have you noticed, I woke up in a horrible mood. Obviously it should have been because of the fires, but because I got the new phone. And have you noticed that when you pick a random time on your phone, like when you make a new time to wake up, like I just randomly have like 6:14 a.m. for some reason, it like auto chooses an alarm sound for you? Has anyone noticed that? Like, they're always different. So mine today, by the grace of God, was... So I thought that we were being evacuated for the fires. I'm like, it's happening. No, it's just like, heads up. It's time to go. It's time to head out for the podcast. And it's just weird that like we mothers in the womb give their babies Mozart, Bach, Shakespeare. Even.
Me and Bach.
Her and Bach. And then we give ourselves this, and like we're waking up out of the womb of our bed sheets.
You can set it. I used to have mine set to my one song on iTunes, which is the Cheetah Girls song. Na 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 nitsa, na 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 nitsa. If you purchase that song on Apple Music, you can set it as your...
What's your alarm?
Alarm, for? Which I would recommend. Now it's just like Radar.
What? You wake up to Radar?
I'm
going to play Radar.
Yeah, because if it's a pleasant sound, I stopped getting up. It needs to be unpleasant for me now.
Wait, sound radar. Sorry.
It's like, does that make sense?
Wait, what is it?
It's like,
that one?
Oh, yeah, that.
That's radial.
Sorry.
I need to play mine. Sorry.
No.
That's what I woke up to this morning.
You, that's.
Get up!
You have free will and you can change that.
Someone said that they're trying out the dogs barking and they said that that actually wakes them up really nicely.
Unfortunately, radio wakes me up. Gets the job
done. Unfortunate. That's good. But sometimes when I play a song, all of a sudden, like for a while I had Hypnotized by Plies. You How's got me so hypnotized the way your body rolling round and round.
Then titty keep
bumping, titties bouncing up and down.
I thought it was booty.
It was booty keeps bouncing.
Titty. It might be fat ass.
That fat ass is bouncing. The titties are also bouncing up and down. Titties are bouncing, moving side to side. Maybe they may be moving on the X axis, and the booty is moving more on the Y.
There's no way the titties are moving on the X axis.
Well, titties could be swinging this way.
There's no way that someone would sing a song about that.
Titties keep moving left to right. Booty keeps bouncing. Titties keep moving left to right. I could see it. That would be like tapping your head and rubbing your belly if your titties are moving this way and you were also bouncing your
booty. Yeah. I just don't think that that's what the song would be about. I think it's awesome.
I think it's awesome, too.
Don't get me wrong. I think it's fucking awesome.
If you're ambidextrous with your booty and your titties, that's great.
Yeah.
And to each their own. I think that's a great goal to have.
Yeah. Now, I think it's bumping and bouncing, and they don't specify the direction.
Booty keep bumping. Titties just bouncing up and down. Yeah.
I think
the titties were
like
literally bouncing up and down.
Right. I don't think we're getting that. X and Y axis.
Let's not rewrite history. The titties were bouncing up and down. Yeah. The booty was just bouncing in general. However, bouncing cannot be left to right ever in any universe. Not in ours, not in theirs.
Yeah, by definition, bouncing is y-axis.
Bouncing is y-axis. Titties just swinging around.
Those titties keep swinging up, left to right.
Booty's just bouncing. Titties just swinging left to right.
All right.
Anyways, what I was going to say is sometimes I would have dreams that I was just going like this. Like the song would just go into my dreams and I was just kind of working the night shift in my dream.
Yeah.
It wouldn't wake me up though.
That's what I'm saying. That's why you need a horrible sound. Because I would sleep right through La Nanita Nana.
It's a glorious song.
Yeah,
it's a ballad even. I have to tell you about my new stress dreams now.
Really?
Yeah. I've been sleeping through the night. And I'll tell you exactly why. I'm so traumatized by my past jobs. And then like not really having a traditional job. That's also traumatized me. But being like, every day I wake up, my career's over, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone else has that. I sleep really lightly. And recently I haven't been sleeping at all. Anyways, my dream I had the other night, I got to a show. I drove 90 minutes to a show. It was like an hour and a half. And I remember getting there and they go, okay, you're on for one. You have 1 minute. We got you 1 minute on this show.
Okay, you have a 1 minute set.
1 minute set. And I go, you guys, like I remember just being defeated. Like, you guys, I just drove almost 2 hours here. Just like, no biggie. Just take me off the docket for tonight. I'm not gonna, I don't have anything that's a minute. And they go, oh, you're too good to do a minute. Oh, you're too, he's good, too good to do a minute. And I go, fine, whatever, I'll do the minute. And they go, no, we got you 15. And then all of a sudden I'm like, wait, I don't have 15. And I had to go out, and it was in front of my high school. It was in my high school auditorium. And I was frozen, and then I woke up. I had another one too. I know no one cares about dreams at all. Oh, this one's good. This is a good one. Does anyone have dreams where like you are in your apartment or like a house that you've lived in forever, and like you suddenly find like extra room in your apartment?
No, actually.
Oh my God.
I always have a dream that I'm back in my like childhood home, but there's never been an extra room.
I always have dreams that there's like a secret third floor that I never knew about.
That's fun.
And I had a dream the other night that there's a closet in my apartment that I like just shoved shit in and never opened ever again, which is great to know because I'll just get rid of everything when I... And I went in there and it was a full room with a pool. I had an indoor pool in my dream.
Awesome. So the thing is, it's always going to lead back to a body of water for you.
Yeah. I'm an Aquarius.
Which is rebirth.
I'm an Aquarium.
Yeah.
Rebirth?
Yeah.
How so?
Isn't that what like water symbolizes?
Mm-hmm.
Say something to think about. Booty keep on.
What song are you gonna play during your water birth, do you think?
When you say water birth, you mean when I give birth in the water, in the water, or when I'm reborn?
Both. You can pick a song for both when you give birth in your little pool in at your house, maybe in my secret room pool, and when you are reborn.
So if I were to do a water birth, which I personally wouldn't do.
Why would you not do that?
I feel really strongly about being in the hospital.
Me too.
With access to as many sedatives and like numbing opportunities and anesthesias as possible.
Give it to me.
So I'm not doing a water birth. Do I still have to answer? I don't want any sound. I don't want any sort of stimulation happening.
If you don't have any sound, then it's just going to be like this random splashes though. Which like...
I don't think I'm going to be splashing out.
I don't know what you're doing in there.
You know what? It's so crazy. Like, me neither. Because like all I've seen is like the movie versions of birth. And the one I saw in health class. It's like, you won't know what it's like. You don't know if they're splashing. And all the intricacies wait. Until you do it.
I can't wait to see the DMs we get. Water birth expert here. there is no splashing when you have a water birth.
Yeah, I have no interest in that.
I want to be waterborne. Like, I think that would feel really good to like slip out and be underwater and like, but I'll move on from that sentence and say that. Oh, here's what I was going to say. I don't really understand how, like, you can't drink when you're pregnant. Like, you can't smoke. You can't do any drugs or anything, obviously. But then you can get, like, every med known to man when you're giving birth. I guess because it's no longer, like, feeding. You're not feeding the baby.
I think medicine is different than alcohol and, like, hard drugs.
You can't take, like, Advil when you're pregnant, technically.
Is that true?
I made it up right here on the spot.
I don't think that's true at all.
But I think that it is probably...
You can definitely take a lot of medication when you're pregnant.
You can't eat deli turkey, but you can take medication?
Yeah.
No, it is not recommended to take Advil.
Well, it's never recommended to take Advil, honestly.
True.
So I think... Maybe safe for... I don't know. They're always saying Advil is, like, never the right option. But personally...
Acetaminophen is one of the few pain medication that's generally
my fat ass is always going to be taking Advil.
I've been taking an Advil.
Yeah, they're always saying Tylenol is kind of like the safest option whenever anything.
I thought it was like Motrin.
Motrin, it doesn't work for me.
Motrin is like the JCPenney of Advil.
I know. I feel like, the same way. Oh, sorry.
Like, oh, Motrin's still here?
Like, I really like, oh. I always remember when I was... Obviously, I went to the nurse about 16 times a day.
Yeah.
And she would always offer me Motrin. And I was like, oh, Nurse Penny, like...
Jesus Christ, Penny.
I need
Penny.
The harder no shit, one... Penny.
Like, this shit doesn't do it for me anymore, Penny.
Please.
I need Tylenol.
Like, at the bare minimum, Tylenol. Yeah. I'm asking you for Advil. I will reluctantly accept a Tylenol.
I'll just tell everyone this little tidbit, like kind of like a fun fact. If you have to take pain medication for like several days in a row, you're supposed to switch off between Advil and Tylenol. Because one affects your...
Some people might even take them at the same time.
To be safe.
Because they affect different things.
Yeah.
You can take them at the same time. Different active ingredients.
But if you take them a lot, it can affect your stomach lining. Advil affects your stomach lining. And then Tylenol affects your... Probably fucking some other shit.
I do think... I'm not a doctor, but like... No. Known that Advil does affect the stomach lining.
Yes.
Which is why you shouldn't take it on an empty stomach.
Healthiest guy I knew from college. He was a swimmer, and so he was always sore. He always had DOMS.
Yeah.
And he was swimming every
Thank
single
you.
Day. You're so welcome. And it's a new year. I'm just, to be honest, when we get to our ins and outs, you'll know why I'm just adopting these things that make my life smoother.
Sure.
Everyone's life smoother.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be oppositional anymore for views.
Were you oppositional for views?
I think sometimes in order to have a conversation, you just like have to disagree for the plot.
Okay.
And I'm not saying play devil's advocate. I'm saying, I don't think so. You know, and I do think so. Like, I agree with you. In fact, if you were arguing the other thing, I would say the other.
Well, how about you say, I agree, but I'm going to play devil's advocate.
I don't like, for some reason.
Also, I don't even need you to do that also.
Okay. What was I even damn talking about with my fat ass over here?
Sorry, I cut your fat ass off. Advil? Doms, the swimmer.
The guy, yeah. He was the healthiest dude I've ever, like 0% body fat. Just like a fish. And he was sore all the time, so he would take Advil all the time. Literally destroyed his stomach lining. Mm-hmm. Every time he ate, he was like an excruciating pain.
That's sad.
And he's obviously, sucks. He's not even enjoying his food. He's like chicken and rice. I was like,
that sucks.
If you're going to be in pain,
yeah,
have a donut.
Yeah, sucks.
I think the coolest thing I saw recently is that like 12 donuts, you can eat like 12 glazed donuts and it's like one Diet Coke in terms of like sugar intake.
There's no way.
I don't make the facts. Actually, I do make a lot of facts.
12 glazed donuts?
Izzy, can we look at the graphic one more time? How many glazed donuts to one Coke? The number of glazed donuts that contain the same amount of sugar as a bug depends on the type of donut. No shit.
Three.
I hate Google AI.
But also, is it a munchkin?
Okay, a Krispy Kreme glazed donut has 10 grams of sugar. This means sugar content in a Coke equals 4 Krispy Kreme donuts. So that, like, I'd rather have 4 Krispy Kreme donuts than a Coke. But yeah. I'm never having those at the same time. This is kind of like a false comparison because I'm never like, should I have a Coke or should I have 4 Krispy Kremes? Like, those are different times of the day.
I've never seen you drink a Coke.
I wouldn't.
Really?
Every now and then if I'm on my, like, deathbed, or if I'm just feeling it, I'll get a Diet Coke. But that was the Tinks effect. I never had a yearning for a Diet Coke ever in my life until all these chicas were like, don't even talk to me until I've had my 18th Diet Coke of the day.
Well, I always, still do, like, I always wish that I liked soda. Like, yeah. When I was a kid, it felt like I was missing out on so much at birthday parties. And even now, when someone orders a Diet Coke, it just looks so good and refreshing. It just tastes yucky to me.
Sometimes I'll have a Diet Coke and it burns. I'm like, that can't be good.
I hate those bubbles.
I know. I love sparkling water. I actually, the reason I gave up soda originally is because I had a dare with someone when I was 12 that like I could go without soda longer than he could. And then I found out he cheated. He was sneaking sodas. And so I said, to prove him wrong, I'm going to go 100 days without soda. And then for whatever reason, like I literally was... started to picture, like, you know when they show you how soda's made and like the soft drink fountains, and it's like literally just like syrup, sugar syrup, and then like sparkling water. I was like, that's all I could taste when I had another one. I was like, I actually don't even want it anymore.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was your break?
Oh my gosh, thanks. It was really, really long.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I was one of those people that experienced it as being like, okay, I'm like ready to go back and like get emails again. I didn't get an email, which was for whatever reason, like freaking me out. Cause I think Q4 is always like boom, boom, boom. Like, I gotta work, work, work. And all of a sudden to go from that to just like cold turkey, no email, no Gmail. Papa's hungry. Yeah. I need an email. I like literally needed an email. I signed up for alerts from like random websites so I could get the vibration.
I get that.
And it was at my parents' house for like 8 days. And then I was in Austin for New Year's, which was so fun. But really, nothing really went down. Like, I really have nothing to report. I don't think.
That's fine.
It was a blessing.
You know, we our fat asses love just like a chill break in our pajamas doing nothing.
It was so chill, but it also was like, I'm like having a panic attack. Like, I need some action. I need something to go down. But it was great because I like got to hang out with Mimi and I hang out with Max every single day, 24/7.
He was probably glued to you.
Yeah. He's got like a nice little life down in Texas. He's got a big
freaking yard
that he runs around in. Mimi takes him to go see the horses every day in this like dog park.
Is Mimi living there now?
Yeah, because she can't be in Idaho during the winter. It's gnarly. Mm-hmm. She's like, it's hard
but
to shovel.
For the summer.
Yeah. Anyhow, Max one night, we're out. We're on the golf course, and there's a bunch of deer that come on the golf course. There's probably 40 or 50 deer, big deer. Deer are big. People don't know that.
Yeah.
You think Bambi, oh, I can pick up Bambi, a whole Bambi in my arms. Bambi was a baby. Bambi was a foal. I think that is what.
Yeah.
Baby deer? No. Colt.
That's a horse.
It's a horse. Thank you, Izzy.
What is a baby deer?
A fawn.
A fawn. Ain't no fawns in my neck of the woods. It was like bucks. It's these huge. And so we're walking and my dad always likes to be like, Max is fine off leash. I'm like, no, you don't know him.
Dogs off leashes scare the shit out of me.
Well, it's like,
not scare the shit out of me, but I'm just like, how would it not run away?
So we turn around and walk back the other way because my dad insisted he, and the deer were looking, it's like 40, 50 deer. And we walked back the other way, and then we turned because I heard rustling in the woods. The deer were following us, like 40 deer. And Max froze, and my mom was like, get behind a tree. Like, there's no survival instinct on this one. It's like, I'm not getting behind a tree. Have you seen a deer kick the shit out of someone before?
No.
They're like, they're not athletic. They don't look athletic, but they... And I don't know what a hoof feels like to the sternum, but it's not good. Like, it's not going to feel good. And also, the bucks all have horns with, like, points. So I was kind of freaked out. Max, this one runs by Max. Max takes off. Takes off with it. I'm like, come here. No. Takes off. Neck and neck with this deer, like, on its ankle. They run as far as I could see. Air tag your dogs. I followed him. He was 2 miles away. I found him half an hour later, covered in mud. I don't know what happened
to this
deer.
His fat ass needs to be on a leash.
His fat ass is now leash bound.
Yeah. He's a fat ass that needs to be on a leash.
He's leash bound. It was so scary because I was like, it's Texas. Like, someone might be like more protective of those deer than my dog and might just like shoot my dog, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that scares me.
I was so freaked out. Yeah, yeah. It's like a retirement neighborhood. They're all so old and have guns just like in all of their pockets probably. I guess like the only thing I really did besides go on the Palisades hike that is now probably so completely burnt to the ground the day before that happened was I went to Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, wait, your stories were so funny.
Wait, no one laughed at all, so I deleted all of them.
Connor, trust yourself.
I know. But I went to Cirque du Soleil. So basically, like, when I got home from Texas, I was walking and my neighbors that I haven't met were like out on their back patio and they were all drinking. I'm doing dry January again, to no one's surprise. It's actually been a lovely dry January. I feel like good. Mm-hmm. Which I've never felt after dry January before. I'm always like grumpy, alcoholic old man. But I walk by my neighbors and I'm like, hell, you guys, whatever. Like, you don't live here. And they were like, oh yeah, we just moved in, blah, blah, blah. They seemed cool too. So I was like,
are they
young? Friends with them. Youngish, I probably 30.
Are they together? They never
like. It was like a group of them. There was like two people that lived there and then two people that I couldn't tell if they lived there, didn't ask. And they were like, our new landlord gave us Cirque du Soleil tickets. Do you want to go? I was like, yeah. New leaf, going with people to Cirque du Soleil.
Whoa.
And so I go with them, and it was so much fun. Didn't know what Cirque du Soleil is.
Oh, it's a
Have
blast.
You been?
When I was little, I went.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
To me, I remember being like, this is a magic show. Because it's like it's just, like, magical what these people can do with their fat asses.
Their fat asses were flying. The titties were bouncing left to right
at
Cirque du Soleil.
That's an instance where it is a complete X-axis situation.
There was no rules. There's no laws of gravity.
They were defying gravity. Yeah.
And the weird part was, like, it was technically, I guess, a musical, but it felt like I was in The Sims. No one spoke English, really. It was like, and it was funky, and it was fresh. And it was in a tent, and it was pitch black, and it was daytime when we went in. And it was so effing cool. It was the first time I've been to something like that, and I was like, I had no thoughts. I was just like, and when you walk out, they all clapped for you to get from going. I was like,
wow,
this is my chosen family.
Wow,
Brooke, I might join the circus.
I was literally just about to say, sounds like you might join the circus.
I have no skills or anything, but they could like, I'll walk the tightrope.
I could see you learn to juggle or something.
Yeah, I went to Cozumel on Sunday.
That's so fun.
It was so
I'd damn love to go to
cool.
something like that.
Oh my gosh.
Is it was still up and running?
It was the last day.
Damn.
I know. It was the coolest thing ever. So the thing that you saw, so I said, like, it was the night of the Golden Globes, and I posted on my story. I was like, the Golden Globes were remarkable tonight. Here's some of the highlights that you didn't get to see from in person. And I said, like, there's a girl flying down the, like, rope thing. And I was like, Nikki Glaser's entrance was impeccable.
Yeah. And at first, like, I was like, I didn't know he was at the Golden Globes. He's in an angle that I didn't experience.
Literally some bitch is 40 feet in the air.
Yeah.
It's not Nikki Glaser.
It took me until the third story to be like,
no, Brooke.
I don't think he's at the Golden Globes. I even pulled out my Find My Friends. You got to turn your location on one of these days.
It's on.
No, it's not.
Brooke, it's on.
Your location's never on.
My ass has location on.
It doesn't. Ever. Oh my God, your location's on. That's... Don't try and gaslight me. Your location's always off.
Well, I got a new phone. I think it works now on this phone. But I had an amazing time, but I posted, I was like, oh yeah, Selena Gomez just mounted Benny Blanco on this unicycle. And everyone was like, what? I was like, you guys, what? And then at the last story slide, I said, thank you, Enron, for my tickets. Enron is like a debunked energy company that, like, I don't know what.
That, see, to me, that I did think that was serious. I didn't know who they were. But I did think you were thanking them for the Cirque du Soleil tickets. So I can't. No. I knew it wasn't the Golden Globes. God.
Like,
sorry.
Everyone thought my story was serious. No, Brooke.
No, I knew it wasn't serious. The Enron I didn't get. But.
You are not alone. Many, I think I had like two people being like, I'm crying. This is so funny. But most people were like, whoa. Like, I literally, what you said, I didn't see this angle. And I'm like, there are three motherfuckers on a bike on a tightrope 80 feet in the air. And I said it was Jeff Bezos.
Well, when we were at the, where did we go? The AMAs?
The AMAs.
Pink was flying.
Pink flies, though. Pink probably flies.
But still, you never know in Hollywood.
Pink probably flies from her bed to her kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Her fat ass cannot be tied down.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's defying gravity. She should have played Elphaba.
No. No.
Go ahead.
I have a Golden Globes story.
I knew you were going to talk about the Golden Globes, so I want you to talk about the Golden Globes.
Okay.
I feel like everything I just shared was just so okay? Question mark.
No.
Truly nothing to share from my break.
This what I'm about to share.
Oh, I saw Beyonce. Sorry, I saw Beyonce too.
Where?
At the Texans game.
Oh, that's great.
And Post Malone and Shaboozy. Do not understand the Shaboozy hype, and I'll leave it there. Thank you.
You've glitter on your upper lip.
It's from my mic from when I was Rudolph.
Looks great.
Since I was Rudolph.
Okay, what I'm about to say, my heart is pounding and my palms are sweating. This was,
you're nervous.
This was yeah, this was really crazy.
Okay.
And like, this is a person that I don't typically like to talk about on air because I always am scared that me talking about him is gonna make its way across his, when I say his, I'm talking capital H, his desk, because he, this person is like a very private person who I respect more than anything. And I just wouldn't, don't want to talk about him if he wouldn't like that. And I don't want it to come across his desk. But I have to share my story.
Share it.
So it was the day of the Golden Globes. It was Sunday. And some friends and I wanted to go on a walk. And I was like, let's like walk around Beverly Hills because like it's the Golden Globes, like everyone that is attending is probably around there, like especially around the Beverly Hills Hotel, like it will be such a fun vibe.
Yeah.
And like my fat ass might even want to walk into the Beverly Hills Hotel and see.
You're allowed to. It's a public.
You're totally allowed. It's a public place. Great place to eat. You could get a salad for only $55. And just like it really is one of my favorite places. It is just stunning.
It's kind of
love
like
love going there.
It's kind of like a whole ass vibe.
It's almost a whole ass vibe. You know, it's always fun to stop by. So I was like, yeah, let's walk around. Let's walk around Beverly Hills. See what we find, whatever. Walking around Beverly Hills. I'm like, what if we almost walked into the Beverly Hills Hotel? And everyone was like, oh yeah, that sounds fun. Let's do it. We walk into the Beverly Hills Hotel. We're walking in. I say, by the way, guys, like if we, you know, I don't know, if we see Andrew Garfield or something like that, just like, don't say anything, like, be cool. There was like something in my system that was like, he's like a moth to a fucking flame. I was like, my man's in there.
Yeah.
So I was like, be cool. So we walk down to the pool, which is like where the like cafe is that you can have lunch at. We go to the hostess and Brett, my friend Brett, just goes, yeah, I mean, yeah, there's Andrew. And I was like, I thought he was joking. I didn't like even look. And Marshall goes, oh, There he is. My fat ass looks to the right. I can't stress enough to you. I was feet away from that young man.
Mm-hmm.
And he was eating with some people that I was also like, oh.
Who?
Luca Guadagnino. I just realized I've never said his last name out loud.
I think
you got
it right.
That's how you say it.
You got it right.
But I was just like, okay.
Oh.
So then immediately I just turn around and I'm just like, this, you know, that's it. That's all I wanted. Like that's all I could have ever asked for, to just share the air. And so my friends were like, no, let's eat here. And so we put our names on the
list. Were you guys dressed, right?
I was in leggings and a workout top, which is fine. That's good, like, yeah. You can wear that. Yeah. But, you know, had I known.
Ball gown.
Ball.
Yeah.
Gown. So
the thing is, you didn't know.
I didn't. And like I did, but I didn't.
You didn't know. And because of that, it was a positive experience. You couldn't have known.
No, it was awesome because I didn't like really get the chance to psych myself out or anything.
That's what I'm saying.
It wasn't
like
I wasn't, there was no way that I was going to like go up to him and bother him. So it was like low. I wasn't like in my head like, oh my God, what should I say? I'm going to make a fool of myself. It was just like, I'm just there.
Yeah.
He's there. So we couldn't get seated for another hour. So it's like, that's great. Like I got my look in. We walked out. And then a half hour later, I was like, let's just go back and see if our table's ready. Because I was almost wanting to sit there with him for a little bit, maybe. We went back. Our table was ready.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at that point where we were being seated. He said, like, I could even hear him be like, all right, guys, I have to go. Because, you know, his fat ass had to get in glam.
Yeah.
He
had to get his beard groomed.
He had to get that beard groomed.
It looked
and
good.
He looked awesome, which is like so insane that I got to see him right before he went and did the damn thing, mm-hmm. looking like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then he got up from the table while we were walking to the table next to him. And what's crazy is like, we were just like, he just almost was like, you know how you just like simply acknowledge people in a way? Like it's not, I kind of forget. I almost blacked out almost. He was like a nod. It was like a very like casual, like I acknowledge that you are walking by me right now.
Oh.
All of us were looking at our feet. But yeah, so he walked right by and then we were seated. Everyone else at his table was still there. His empty chair was there. And so I was seated like right next to his empty chair.
Did you smell
it? He was in a graphic tee and jeans. No, I didn't. I was because I'm just a girl. And he's just a guy, you know? Yeah. But it is so crazy when you see people that you're so fond of and you realize, like, that is a person with skin and organs. And it's just, like, a human being. Like, he was, like, a normal height. It's crazy.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, he's wearing sneakers. It's awesome.
That's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I'm happy you had that experience.
It's insane. So as of now, I have been in the same room as all of my celebrity crushes.
Yeah.
Wow. He was the last one.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
What a way to start 2025.
What a way to start 2025. Maybe that's a sign of something. But Connor, I can't stress enough. Like I knew it was like a moth to a flame. I knew he was going to be there.
That's
in a not stalker way. And it's just like my heart's calling out to another heart.
And he nodded at you.
In a way. It wasn't like a physical nod.
It was like
I can't explain it. It's just
I can
like,
explain
you
it.
Can
I can
sense
explain
an
it.
Acknowledgement.
I can
here.
Explain it. I can explain it. I can explain it. Like when someone rescues like an owl and they're like, we let it go and it stopped at like the edge of the forest and like looked back and like I could just feel that it was saying thank you.
Yeah. I felt an acknowledgement in the energy in the air. It was a nod that had no movement. He looked like I'm not okay. even like he looked at like it's we were this see this this
yeah I sh- yeah wow
it's really crazy. I'm gonna get our resolutions that we wrote last year and go through.
Oh yeah, happy 2025. While you're getting those, I'm just gonna talk about how many people got engaged on my Instagram over the break. It was every single person I've ever met got engaged, and for some reason it didn't affect. You know, I'm in my pajamas at my parents' house, just like sitting there, like sitting crisscross applesauce as an adult man, being like, "Oh my gosh, another one. That's great." And then Dua Lipa gets engaged, and like it's one thing for everyone I've ever met in high school to get engaged, but Dua Lipa to get engaged over the holidays was an act of terrorism. And then to just like post it. Are you, what, you're proud of it and you're rubbing it in right now?
Did she post?
She posted out. And the first picture was her and, you know what? I can't even be mad because it's so nice to see two gorgeous celebrities find each other for the first time in a long time, I think. Hot people rarely find each other. It seems like they're drawn to the other side of the spectrum.
I'm not seeing an engagement post.
Well, it's a picture of her and him after the day after they were reportedly engaged. So, yeah. And What are you gonna
she
do?
That's so gorgeous.
She's urethral.
So scary.
Urethral.
How old is she?
She's 29.
I'm obsessed with Googling how old people are
now.
Oh,
wait, she's 28. Guess. Oh, wait, I'm guessing.
But when was she born?
Probably 28 years ago.
I really like have to see like to the date how old people are now.
I bet it.
Dua Lipa.
I bet she was born in August.
29.
Okay.
Thank God.
August 20. Yeah,
Moth to a
No, plane. No, no. I didn't know that. Moth that to was a weird. I agree. That was weird. Did not know that.
Found out someone that like I thought was my age recently was like 22. It's getting to the point where it's like, I have no idea how old people are.
No, no idea. Also, when I find out like a quarterback in the NFL is like 26, I'm like, oh.
It is horrible that people.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let's get to this.
You start looking at bridges like, I should jump off that. All right. Okay.
Ready?
Happy New Year, you guys. I hope everyone had good resolutions. Let's do our new, let's write down some new resolutions after.
Okay. All right.
You're going to hand me.
Let's do that. Yeah. Okay. Do you want me to read them or do you want me to hand them to you?
Wait, are you going to read off all of them? Or yeah. Do you want me to read off yours? I'll read off.
No. Mine. Or if you want. Do you want that?
I don't know. You can read them off.
No. Do you want mine?
Whatever.
Oh my God, wait.
What?
Okay. I'm just going to read them. Or do you want to read them?
I'm scared of, yeah, no, go ahead, read them. These are our resolutions that we put in a box if you're listening.
Right off the bat, let's get this out of the way. I will go on one date. That was mine. Didn't do it. Get that out of the way.
You probably put it back in the box.
Oh, yeah, I'll put it
back.
If
you want to go on a date.
I am going to do that this year.
Cool.
Obviously. Like you said, I'm going to have a comedy special.
Oh.
And and a bigger comedy tour. You did that.
Yeah. I want to catch that one on fire because what was I thinking that I would have a comedy special right now?
You probably will shortly. You also said I'm going to be on TV.
Was I on TV at all? I was on the news.
Perfect. You were on TV then.
Okay. I was on the news because my
This is me.
Killed someone.
I said, I'll move to a place I love.
I guess that counts.
It does count. I did this. I moved to a place that I loved. That's great. Fabulous.
That's good.
This is also me. Someone will be obsessed with me.
That happened. And it actually was, I was actually middleman in that. And I'll leave it
about?
Directly there.
My cat, I'm thinking.
Oh, well, that's not a someone. That's a something.
No, he's not. I wouldn't say something.
I guess he is.
A living being is obsessed
with me.
He's a being,
but I wouldn't say someone.
Yeah.
That feels like a person.
Some being is obsessed with me. So it's close enough. Surely.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. But also there is a person, at least one.
All right. This says people were like obsessed. Wow. That's crazy. That was only a year.
Whoa. And they did.
They did.
I saw a TikTok and someone had a tombstone.
I know.
With obsessed written on it.
I'll be completely ripped and healthy. All right.
Rip that to shreds.
All righty.
No, wait. Actually, keep that.
You want me to keep it in?
I'm healthy.
You are.
How about me knowing for, I'm saying I'm healthy, me knowing for a fact because I went in and got blood tests and they were like, get the fuck out of this office. You are 100%. Every organ is working perfectly. Your blood test couldn't be more normal. I was like, run those tests again, doctor. Something has to be off. Nope. You are healthy. Oh my gosh. That just goes to show how much mental stress we just put ourselves under thinking we must have cancer.
Yeah.
You know?
Anxiety is like
it's
so powerful.
Chill out. Anyways.
You wrote something so good will happen.
I guess put that one back in the box.
You don't feel like something so good happened?
I don't know. I guess it's all perspective.
Yeah. This is empty. Did I write this like we did a 6 month ago check-in or something?
Yeah.
This says a publishing house I love will publish my book, which that doesn't really count because that was like recent-ish.
Oh. Boo.
Do you want me to read the?
Sure.
You said, I'll find the perfect NYC apartment and everything will work out with the podcast.
Yeah, that's true. I am moving to New York City next month. Woohoo! Nothing is going on at all with our podcast or with our friendship or with it. Like, we are good.
We are good.
We are so good. It's just, I wanted to change scenery. Been here for a while. And that's it. And Max, to answer the Max questions, he's with his grandparents because I'm going back on tour and more to come there. Not to be like someone who's excited to announce, but like I just can't say it yet because it's not my place to announce. So there's something else coming out.
Yeah.
But that is exciting and it'll be really fun. And watch the space. And I'm excited for then you. We'll have a place to record in New York City, literally. So.
And we will figure out what to do with the podcast shortly.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
But it will be in action as usual.
Yeah. We have.
Everything is moving forward as. It always happens.
Nothing will change. I'm really pissed off about being ripped. Like, I really should be ripped right now. Also, if any, like, real estate moguls are listening to the podcast and you have just, like, randomly, like, an open two-bedroom apartment and it's got, like, a fireplace, maybe, like, a hot tub, sure. Like, feel like I would totally take it off your hands if it's sure. burning a hole in your pocket. I'll manage the property for yeah. you.
Don't worry. He already is on the plane a lot. He'll be coming back here. To see us.
Tons. Yeah. I have this weird feeling, and like, I'm going to just say to the manifestation space that I'm going to get like some job in Los Angeles the month that I, like the first couple weeks that's going to make me come back. Like,
it might be worth exploring bicoastality.
I've always had an open mind, bro.
Yeah, I know.
I don't like to put a label on that, but bicoastality might be it. Tricoastality might even be it.
Mm-hmm. I could see that for
because
you.
Because I might have a place in Texas.
I was about to say I could see you being tri-coastal Austin, LA.
Yeah, and I might need to live down on the Gulf of America.
Yeah, I could see that for you.
Trump is renaming the Gulf of Mexico Gulf of America.
Oh, pretty.
And he's in talks to buy Greenland as well yeah. as Canada. And he's being right. completely serious. And the funniest thing about the Greenland purchase, I went and do a deep dive on Twitter, is that everyone thinks he's buying it because he thinks it's like this massive piece of land, but it's obscured because of something that when they print the globe, it stretches it. But when they put it flat, they didn't adjust for like the visual stretching. So like, it's really like way smaller. And everyone's saying like, he doesn't realize that. Why do we need, I guess Greenland's pretty close to Russia. I'm done talking about that. I do love the new feature on Twitter where you can use that AI thing when I don't understand what they're talking about. I click it and then you click the AI thing and it like explains it. One good thing. There, Elon, I'll give you one good thing about
Twitter. I actually didn't even know about that feature.
I'll show you how to use it because I just figured out how to use it like 2 days ago. But I'll just mansplain it to you when we stop recording.
Okay, perfect. Can we really quickly do our ins and outs and predictions?
That's the biggest thing that I wanted to do.
I know, me too.
Oh my gosh, my dad's calling me. Can I really quickly answer? He's worried about the fires.
Yeah, of course.
Hello. How's it going? It's good. I'm going to put you on speaker because we are on the podcast. You're on the podcast, Father.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. How much money am I? What?
How much money do I get?
Oh, we'll be in touch with your people. We are not evacuating. It's over in Santa Monica, and I think they're barely evacuating Santa Monica for now.
Yeah.
So okay. I think we're good.
All right.
Knock on wood.
Good, because your podcast is still going.
That's all we need is the podcast.
Well, you and the million other people listening.
Yes.
Aww.
Exactly. I'll text you after.
Okay. All right. Love
all right. Love you. Bye. Yeah, ins and outs. And
such a sweetheart.
Predictions.
All right, ready? I only have two predictions. I'm not good at that.
I'm not either. I have one.
How about you share it?
I just want to point out, remember a year ago I said, I think Instagram's going to expand their pictures to have Facebook photo album style.
Oh, yeah. You like totally stuff. Got
I
that right.
I called that and it was like not even kind of a thing yet.
Yeah.
I am so freaking over people posting 20 photos now.
I just did it, sorry.
I think year end is the exception, like that's fine, but people go do like a staycation and they post 20 photos.
Mm-hmm.
I guess let people enjoy themselves, like shut up. Okay, yeah, I'm not gonna scroll through it and like that's just like enjoy your giant dump. Like, who am I to
what's your
take
prediction
that from you? Queen Latifah comeback is my first one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Mine is that there will be another singing show like Glee. And that my second one is that Justin Baldoni and Armie Hammer are going to start a podcast.
Wow.
About like men being canceled in Hollywood unjustly, quote unquote.
Oh my gosh. The new boys on the block.
Like literal boys on the block.
Wow.
And if they don't start a podcast, there will be a collaboration between those two men.
Don't get mad at me. I've literally only have the Queen Latifah prediction.
Oh, I'm not. That was my only two.
I have a ton of ins and outs. We can do more predictions as we move forward in the year. Surely. As well. Like maybe there will be more. But let's do ins and outs.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want to start?
Ins, musical theater. I think Wicked is really like making that hopefully like mainstream.
And Cirque du Soleil.
And Cirque du Soleil too, almost. Yeah. Women in comedy.
Oh, wait. Just do one. I'll do
it. Sorry.
You're doing.
Sorry.
So in.
Musical theater.
Out. Tagging people on the edge of your story. I want to see who that is. Don't be evil. Tag in the middle.
In. Women in comedy.
Out. Hand dryers in bathrooms. Too loud.
150%.
Sprays water everywhere.
Yeah, I hate that.
You don't like that. Okay, use your pants.
In cats.
Out iCloud links.
Yes. Yes.
Good riddance.
Or make them work.
Make them work. I want to open it.
Or make them work.
Wait,
how about that?
I'm only sending 11 pictures.
How about make them work?
Make it work. I want it to work.
Yep. In playing the Wicked soundtrack at bars.
Out, stairs. I don't know. I don't have a solution for that. Let's figure it out.
In, hot coffee.
Out, I don't know what I meant by this. Restaurants that are confusing. Okay, I'm just going to skip that. Out, blaming things on ADHD. Get a prescription.
Okay. Okay.
I've never been like, I'm crippled by ADHD. I'm just like, yeah, like I forgot and I lost my wallet in my apartment. That's 10 square feet. Like, sue me. Like, I know.
In cups of soup for any meal and also snacks.
Aligned. Out Dua Lipa ruining my holidays by getting engaged.
In clogs. You're going to hate that one.
I love clogs. I've always loved clogs. Yeah, I'm an outspoken clogger.
I'm about to get a pair of like black clogs, like platform mules almost, I think.
Ooh, platform mules.
You like that?
I never pegged you as a platform mule.
I might get some platform mules.
Out the hand sanitizer that smells like 2020. It makes me gag.
Yeah. In a greater understanding that reading is subjective.
In saying, did you guys feel that? Randomly.
That's funny. In stuffed animals.
In finding clues.
In saying A after every sentence you don't know how to respond to.
In Thursdays.
In changing the typical inflection of words. Like hot tub and stuff like that.
Yeah, and Red Bull.
Red Bull,
four
yeah.
Four wheeler.
Four loco.
In transition lenses.
Really?
Yeah, I don't need two pairs of glasses.
Yeah. Out. Designer bags with keychains.
On the other hand, in pocket knives.
Out. Patchwork tattoos. Sorry, I also have them, so sorry.
In hide and seek.
That was all I had for the ins and outs.
I have a couple more ins, and I'll just say them in row. In table topping people for fun, like casual, like in the grass. Don't do it on concrete. In dog names for babies, like Rover.
Okay.
And Duke. In saying, no, you're right. Instead of disagreeing. Just like.
Yeah.
No, you're right. In making a new laugh. Like just pick a new laugh. It's so fun. And in double texting.
Yeah. Agree.
Leave your pride at the door. Double text.
I was really aligned with all of yours.
Me? I was feeling the same way about yours. Because musicals in bars, I was really against. I don't know what happened to me. Something shifted. And then I was like, if I know it.
Yeah,
also,
people really
like. I would love to know the song. But one of the most fun nights at a bar I've ever had in my life, seriously, was when I was in Aspen and Matt King and TK and Alicia and that whole group were also in Aspen. And we went to this bar and we took over the jukebox and we played all songs that we knew every song, every word to. And we screaming in a table, I just can't look. It's killing me. And it was so, so much fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that, and it makes them come right on me. I mean, camaraderie inside.
Hey. All right. Well, that's about it for the main. And much more to discuss in the bonus, yes?
Yeah. Well, we have one more thing.
Take it away.
In earlier in the year, I don't even remember what month, I went out to NYC, baby. And I was Sabrina Breer, who is a friend of ours. She made an audiobook and she wrote it. And she asked me to be one of the characters in the book, one of the main characters, one of the male leads, so I might say. I voiced this man. And it's available to read now. It's called That Friend by Sabrina Breer. It's an audiobook. And we have a snippet here that I don't really know if I'm going to be able to hear. It's my first time hearing it.
I'm so excited.
Okay. I'm going to clog my ears. But here it is. No, I guess I'll just nut up and listen to it, honestly.
Nut up.
Sack I have up everything under control. Besides, this is why I have my producer.
You know you can call him Jack, right? We all went to high school together.
Alice, I'm an entrepreneur now. Okay, formalities matter. Speak of the freaking devil.
Here he comes.
Hello, Jack. Welcome to the studio. Make yourself at home.
Oh, handshake. Okay, word. What's up, Sabrina? Those stairs are pretty wild, huh?
You get used to them.
You really don't. Hey, Jack, I'm just gonna give you a hug like a normal person.
What up, Alice? How you been?
Good. You look older.
For sure. I'm definitely older since high school.
How did you guys get...
That sounds so good.
Feel like I'm blushing, but I think I just turned more white.
No.
So it's really good. It's a great storyline. It's like, you know, she does all the characters that friend who.
Yes,
that,
I'm so excited to hear.
She like
to
wrote
it.
Wrote this whole book.
Is it on Audible?
I think it should be. We'll confirm. Look it up. That Friend by Sabrina Breer.
I love it, you guys.
I'm sure it's in her bio too. To click it. So check it out. And thank you guys for listening. We have exciting guests coming on that everyone will love and adore in the next couple of weeks. So we'll see you then.
Yeah, I agree.
Could you get a piercing like through your Achilles tendon or no?
Let's go to the bonus.
Okay. Bye, guys. Like, that'd be a good place for a piercing.
I don't agree. This week on Close Friends.
We brought in this guy with a ton of reptiles to convince you not to do drugs. And I was like, he's full blown. I promise you're going to smoke crack tonight. Life is what happens when you have your eyes closed.
My lips like sugar.
My candy's got you sprung. Officer Cock. Officer Cock and Balls here. Something very strange is afoot with these cashews. They don't taste like any cashew I've ever met. Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.